Well, so we are continuing today in Eretz Hashem in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4. And the Mishnah says as follows, Rabbi Levitas ish Yavne Omer. Rabbi Levitas from Yavne says as follows, Ma'od, ma'od, havi shefal ruach. Be exceedingly humble. Ma'od, ma'od. Be very, very humble. Shetikvas en ashrima. For literally, again, shetikva, the most that man could hope for, right, to the end of all man, is worms. Again, we'll discuss what that means in just a little bit. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says, Kol ha-mechamel shem shemayim b'seser, whoever profanes or desecrates the name of Hashem in private, nifra'en mimenu b'gavli. Ultimately, again, he'll be punished in public. Echad shogeg ve'echad mezid b'chilul Hashem. When it comes to chilul Hashem, desecration of Hashem's name, whether one intentionally or unintentionally desecrates the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one is held liable. So a lot to unpack in this Mishnah. Let's focus on the first part. Shabbat Levita says, be very, very humble, exceedingly humble, for the end of man is worms. Now, of course, the last part, the end of man is worms. Rabbi Levitas is making reference to the idea that after we die, the body decomposes and ultimately, again, becomes part of the earth. So on the most basic level, Rabbi Levitas is saying is that a person should remain humble. Why should a person remain humble? Now, let's take a step back. Often where arrogance manifests itself is in the push and desire to take care of one's physical needs, right? I have desires, I have wants, and I want to satisfy them. And even if the satisfaction of those wants and desires comes at the expense of other people or comes at the expense of the mandates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, my needs come first. What I need matters most. And Rabbi Levita says, you know, just understand that which you are acting so arrogantly about, i.e. the satisfaction of your physical needs, just know your entire physicality one day decomposes into nothingness. Of course, man's neshama, the soul, is eternal, and the soul lives forever, but the body ultimately decomposes. There, Rabbi Levita says, be very humble. Be exceedingly humble. Don't go ahead and be arrogant and place the satisfaction of your own physical needs and wants and desires above everything else, because one day that physicality will be nothing other than dust in the earth. But Rabbeinu Yonah makes an amazing observation. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, for example, he says, in general, when it comes to midos, when it comes to character traits, the goal is to find the middle path, right? The middle road, what the Rambam calls the Derech HaMsoi, right? The Derech HaMamutza, the middle path in life. He gives examples. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, for example, the Midas HaNedivos, a person who's supposed to be a giving person. But at the same time, a person can't be so giving that he gives away everything that he has and leaves himself destitute. For example, again, even in the midst of tzedakah, there's a cap. One is not permitted to give away more than one-fifth of his wealth in order not to self-impoverish. So in general, but at the same time, one can't be stingy. So there's a middle ground. A person is supposed to be charitable. A person is supposed to be giving, but a person can't be too stingy, but also can't be too free to the point where he impoverishes himself. Same idea with rachmanis, with compassion. With compassion, a person has to be compassionate. But for example, again, there's a concept that when it comes to the wicked, one shouldn't have an endless supply of compassion. There's a limit. There's a limit. There are certain times in life where one has to be firm and one has to be stern. And sometimes one even has to be a bit achzari, which we translate as cruel, but it doesn't really mean cruel. It really means that one has to say no. One has to be firm. So you see a pattern here that in all midos that we have within Yiddishkeit, the goal is to find the derech hamamutza, the middle path. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes so beautifully. He says there is one exception to this rule. The one exception to this rule is arrogance. When it comes to arrogance, because arrogance, what he calls gasus ruach, arrogance, is such a destructive character trait, so a person has to stay far away from it. A person has to go to the other extreme and to become, and that's Rabbi Levitas is saying, don't just be humble, be exceedingly humble. Very, very. Ma'od, ma'od, havi shafal ruach. Whereas every other midah, every other character trait, my goal is to find the middle ground. When it comes to arrogance, the goal is run as far away from arrogance as you can. Become as humble as you can. And of course, the logic is simple. Arrogance is a midah, is a destructive midah, caustic character trait, that could cause a person to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Maseches Sota discusses that when a person is a Baal Gaiv, a person is arrogant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's not enough room in the world for me and him. Arrogance causes a person to be blind to everything but his own needs. Arrogance prevents a person from forging relationships with other people. Arrogance prevents a person from forging relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And arrogance even prevents a person from forging a relationship with himself. A humble person, on the other hand, a person who possesses a healthy dose of humility, that's a person who could forge relationships with others, with myself, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Rabbi Levitas is coming to us as Rabbi Yonah, that whereas every other midah, every other character trait, the goal is to find the middle ground when it comes to humility, or better stated, the avoidance of arrogance, one must go to the extreme. Be exceedingly humble so as to avoid the pitfalls and all of the negative repercussions of becoming arrogant. It is interesting to note that the Rambam also quotes one additional example of this, of a midah, where one has to run to the other extreme and one should not take the middle road, which is anger. He says, the Rambam says, kas, anger is so destructive that a person has to try to eradicate that midah in its totality. So again, and it makes a lot of sense because arrogance and anger are often sister traits, that when a person is incredibly arrogant, they get angry at anything and everyone who doesn't do exactly what they do, how they want it. So interesting that these sister traits, arrogance and anger, are so destructive, are so corrosive, that one should not try to find the middle ground. Rather, one should swing the personalistic pendulum to the other direction, become exceedingly humble, become an exceedingly agreeable person, so as to avoid the pitfalls of arrogance and to avoid the pitfall, ultimately, of anger as well. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone.